From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
It's the spirit that motivates the players and coaches to do their best and give their all. And it is the spirit that guides the brave men and women of our nation's armed forces, fighting in the name of peace and freedom around the world. Best of luck to our two teams tonight, and we look forward to an exciting 2003 season. Now, are you ready for some football?
I decry the selective way that Miguel Estrada has been treated in comparison to all other nominees who have been brought to the floor.
Miguel Estrada is an unfortunate victim of a White House policy of not cooperating with the Senate and stonewalling in the appointment of judges.
When somebody wants to work and can't find a job, it says we got a problem in America that we're going to deal with. We want everybody in this country working. We want people to be able to realize their personal dreams.
The president's economic policies are not working for working families in the United States. Favoring the rich and the corporations with tax policy is not stimulating the economy.
It is very clear that Abu Mazen has been subjected to tremendous pressures, but it is also very clear that there is an issue of national responsibility and welfare. We have to deal with these issues seriously, and we have to be extremely judicious and wise in addressing the issue of the resignation.
While the resignation of Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas is an internal Palestinian matter, Israel is very closely monitoring the situation. It goes without saying that Israel will not countenance a situation in which control of the Palestinian leadership reverts back to Yasser Arafat or to someone who does his bidding.